it's their career. Or, like the candidate for vice president, they just sleep with some dude that's 30 years older than them to advance their career. Right. And here, let's just have a little commercial break. Shall we? Here's a little commercial break from the Adonijah story, okay? First of all, let me start out by saying this. I don't give a rip about this election. I don't give a rip about politics. I checked out of politics a long time ago. I quit voting many, many years ago, many elections ago. I'm not voting. I don't care. It's the two wings of the same bird, false left-right paradigm, Republicrats and Democrats, and I'm not falling for it anymore. I've woken up to the left-right paradigm a long time ago, the false left-right paradigm. Coke and Pepsi are the two choices. No thanks, I'll have a water, okay? But here's the thing. Our country has sunken to such a moral low that today we have the candidate for vice president of the United States of America is a literal whore. A literal whore. You say, what do you mean? What's a literal whore? Is a literal whore somebody, a woman who sells their body and prostitutes their body, and they give gifts to all whores? Isn't that what the Bible says? That's a Bible verse. I know you like Bible verses like Jesus wept and for God so loved the world, but here's another Bible verse. They give gifts to all whores. It's in Ezekiel chapter 16. That's the Bible too. And let me tell you something. She is a literal whore. You know how that woman, Kamala Harris, you know how she got started in politics? She got started in her late 20s sleeping with a married man who was 60 years old. Right. And then he appointed her to political office. Let that sink in for a moment. Here you have a woman in her late 20s, goes to bed with a 60-year-old man. You think she's just really into 60-year-olds? And then that 60-year-old man, the mayor of San Francisco, Willie Brown, just happened to appoint her to political office. That's how she got her start in politics, by being a literal whore. And this is not some wild conspiracy theory. This is mainstream media. This is a fact. This is a known, open fact that this woman has committed whoredom to get where she is today, and the so-called feminists of our nation are rejoicing. Folks, how is that? Can you somebody explain to me how that elevates women? Hey, little girls, you want to succeed and be a great person someday like Kamala Harris? Just find some 60-year-old dirty old man to be your sugar daddy, and you can be whatever you want. You could even be the president of the United States. And folks, you know what? If she's the vice president, then that's one heartbeat away from being the president. I mean, Joe Biden's got one foot in the grave. His brain's already there. So, look, oh, and by the way, in honor of Kamala Harris, I wore this shirt today. So this shirt today is a black shirt. Okay, see this shirt? I'm not talking about my coat. I'm not talking about my tie. I'm saying this shirt is a black shirt. Are you colorblind or what? This is a special shade of, I call this shade of black Kamala Black. This particular shade of black is Kamala Black. So I am wearing my Kamala Black shirt today in honor of the literal whore, Kamala Harris. Okay. I'm not talking about my coat now. She's not this color. She's this color, all right? And if you want to know what an actual black person looks like, we have black people at our church. I can show you some people that are actually black, because Kamala Harris's skin color is pretty similar to mine. You know, all I have to do is just get a tan, like, twice, and I'm Kamala's color. You know, but it's like, oh, the first black vice president. What? It's like, do people just think that we're stupid? You know what? They think Americans are stupid, and they're right.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like, look, everybody, this is a black woman. It's like... It's like, I'm trying to adjust my laptop. I thought my laptop was broken. I'm going to tint, sharpness, contrast, hue. No matter what I did, she never was black. I turned all the dials. It's like, do not adjust your television. It's working properly. And it's like, hey, look, this is a role model for little girls. She's a stinking, dirty whore.
Yeah, right. Good.
And it's like, you can't even make this stuff up, isn't it? It's like, everybody's mad at the police? Is it? Wasn't she like a cop or something?
Yeah.
It's like we're living in the Twilight Zone. It's so weird. Anyway, that had nothing to do with the sermon. I don't even know how I went off on that, but I'm glad I did.